Well, are we going to stand here staring at each other all night, or are you going to introduce yourself?
I beg your pardon, Jordan. I am Count Roderick Crichton, advisor to King Malcolm of Redheart. These are my associates, the trader Robert Argent and Sir Gawain of Tower Rouge.
Jordan nodded to them all impartially and then sheathed his sword as an act of bravado. It seemed increasingly important to him that they shouldn't think they had him at a disadvantage. According to the Count's graceful gestures, the man to his left was Robert Argent. He was short and sturdy and wore a merchant's clothes. His stomach bulged out on either side of a wide leather belt. His peasant's cloak hung around him in drooping folds as though it had been meant for a much taller man. His face was broad and ruddy, with the broken-veined cheeks of the heavy drinker. His eyes were a pale blue and strangely dull and lifeless. His hair was straw yellow, cropped close to the skull. He looked to be in his late 30s, but the empty eyes made him seem much older. He wore a sword on his hip, but from the shiny newness of the scabbard, Jordan doubted the sword had seen much use. His eyes lingered on the man for a moment, though he wasn't sure why. There was just something about Argent, something cold. Sir Gawain stood to Count Roderick's right, leaning casually against the wall. Sir Gawain of Tower Rouge. Jordan had a feeling he knew the name from somewhere, but he couldn't place it. Maybe he was a minor hero from the war with the Demon Prince. He was tall and muscular, and though he had to be in his late 50s, his chest and shoulders were still impressively broad. Chainmail glinted under the peasant cloak, and Jordan caught a glimpse of a heavy-bladed hand axe at the man's side. His hair was iron gray and cut in a style that hadn't been fashionable for at least 10 years. His face was lined and weathered, and when he looked at Jordan, his eyes were dark and cynical. His scarred hands looked disturbingly powerful, and for all his apparent casualness, he was no more at ease than Jordan. Everything about Gawain shouted to the observant eye that this knight was a trained warrior and experienced in his craft. Jordan decided immediately that if these three men turned out to be villains after all, he'd better go for Sir Gawain first, and he'd better be bloody quick, because he wouldn't get a second chance.
You mentioned an acting role.
Oh, the greatest role you'll ever play.
What's the money like?
10,000 ducats.
Jordan kept his face calm with an effort. 10,000 ducats was more than he'd ever earned in a year, even at the peak of his career. And that was a long way behind him. 10,000 ducats. Oh, there had to be a catch.
Assuming, for the sake of argument, that I'm interested in this job, what kind of role would I be playing?
Nothing too difficult. Prince, the middle of three sons. There's a great deal of background information you'll have to learn by heart, but an actor of your reputation shouldn't have any trouble with that. After all, you are the Great Jordan. Is Jordan your real name, or would you prefer I used another offstage?
Jordan is the name I was given. I earned the rest.
I was most impressed with your performance this evening. Did you write the material yourself?
Of course. A strolling player has to be able to adapt his story to suit the level of his audience. Sometimes they want wit and eloquence. Sometimes they want conjuring and fireworks. It varies. Did you like my High Warlock? I created the character after extensive research, and I flatter myself I caught the essence of the man. Sure, he didn't actually wield the rainbow sword, but I'm only one man.
Nothing like him.
Is that so, Sir Gawain? Perhaps you'd care to tell me what he was really like.
He chased women and he drank too much.
He was a great sorcerer. Everybody said so. He saved the Forest Kingdom from the Demon Prince. All right, there were a few rumors about him, but there are always rumors. And besides, it makes for a better show my way.
Suit yourself. But you were playing a caricature.
If we could return to the subject at hand, you haven't said yet if you'll accept the role, Sir Actor.
I'll take it. I've nothing better to do for the moment.
For 10,000 ducats, he'd have played the back end of a mummer's horse, complete with sound effects, but he wasn't going to tell them that. Maybe he could hit them for an advance. He looked at Count Roderick.
Well, my lord, shall we get down to business? What exactly is this role, and when do I start?
You start now. We want you to return with us to Castle Midnight and impersonate Prince Victor of Redheart.
Jordan's heart sank, and for a moment he wasn't sure whether to scream or faint.
You have got to be joking! Forget it! I'm not getting involved in any conspiracy to commit treason. I once saw a man hanged, drawn, and quartered. It took him 2 hours to die, and he only stopped screaming when his voice gave out.
No, there's no question of anything treasonable. Prince Victor knows all about this substitution and has agreed to it.
Jordan looked suspiciously at the three men before him. They all looked very serious. Sir Gawain had even pushed himself away from the wall to stand upright. Jordan noticed uneasily that the knight's right hand was now out of sight under his cloak, resting just where the hand axe had been. He turned his attention back to Count Roderick, mainly because it was less disturbing looking at him than it was at Sir Gawain. He gave the count his best intimidating scowl and tucked his thumbs into his sword belt to stop his hands from shaking.
If the prince knows about this, then what... Oh, I get it. You want me to act as a decoy, a double to draw out an assassin. The deal is off. I'm an actor, not an archery target.
My dear fellow, I assure you, we wouldn't waste someone of your undoubted talents on a simple decoy's job. Allow me to explain the situation. Prince Victor is required by law and tradition to undergo a series of rituals shortly at Castle Midnight. Unfortunately, he is indisposed at present with a rather troublesome illness and is unable to perform the rituals. But if he doesn't appear, he'll lose his inheritance.